Have your Bible turned tonight to 1 Peter chapter number 3. 1 Peter chapter number 3. We're going to look a little bit off this whole chapter. But we're not going to try to preach the whole chapter tonight because we're going to try to do it expository. I want to just show you what God's Word says and expound upon it here a little, there a little, and just see if God can give us some help tonight. Amen? There's never been a time at the church that needs help like it does now. I need help. Amen? And you need help. We need help. The church needs help. Our families need help. And we only wait. Listen to me. The only place you're going to find that's in the Lord. You can go dig around. You can go see Dr. Smock and everything else. And they won't help you. But amen, you can go to the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. And God will help you. Amen. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 8. The Bible says, finally, be y'all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or rallying for rallying, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? And if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man to ask you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better, if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. I want to preach this night for just a little while, if God will be my help, on a reason for hope. A reason for hope. You know, there's a lot of people in the world and the problems that they're having, the reason they get so discouraged is because they have no hope. These other countries down south of us that's coming towards America, they're coming to them, Brother Robert, because they have no hope. Amen. The thing that would stop that, the thing that would encourage them instead of discourage them, is they could find a place of hope. I want to say it's not in America, it's not in any other country, nation, but it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we find hope in Him, we have hope, praise God, that we can build upon that's firm and steadfast. It's unmovable. And I'm glad for that tonight, amen, because God begins to tell us here in His precious Word that when we begin to have hope, we begin to build a foundation together. Amen. You know, it's a whole lot more building can get done when we work together. Amen. It's God in our hearts that helps us to come together. And He said, if we'll come together in one mind, all of one mind, you know, we can two or three be in one mind, and it's good. But He said, when we all get in one mind, amen, it's a whole lot better. Amen. If you get a couple of old horses and you put them in the traces and you get them to pulling together, they can pull a whole lot more than one. But if you get one that won't work with the other, you've got trouble on your hands. I know a lot of you probably never had to work a horse, never saw a horse work. But I want to say, when you get a couple of them together, they can make things move. Amen. I want to say, when we get together and get to pulling together, we can make things happen for the glory of God. That's all my heart's desire is, to see God move in our lives, to see Him help us and mentor to us and give us the goodness of God so that we can grow in the nurture and admonition of a holy God. But He says, when we get to having that one mind, amen. Now, this is just an introduction. I'll get to the message in a few minutes, and I'll tell you when I get there. But we ain't there yet. I just want to show you what thus says the Word of God till we get there. Amen. He says, having compassion one for another. He said, there's got to be something changes you to give you that compassion. And He said, then we'll love as brethren. He said, we'll be pitiful, amen, which means we'll be sympathetic one with another. Amen. We'll be sympathetic to the brethren. We'll be sympathetic to the cause, sympathetic to those that are struggling along, sympathetic to those that are getting caught up in this whole world which we live in. You say, preacher, I can't believe they're doing that. I won't say it wasn't by the grace of God. We'd all be going down the wrong road this evening. If it wasn't by the grace of God, we could be laying out there in a ditch in the cold tonight. You could be that very person, amen, that's homeless tonight. That one that's on alcohol and drug down to the very bottom, under the pit. But thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His grace. And He come to you when you couldn't get to Him. Hey, praise God. He reached way down to where you was, lifted you up, praise God, and brought you out of that. Praise be to God. What a God we serve tonight. And He thought enough of you and I to come to where we was. But boy, I thank God, Brother Robert, I had enough sense. And when He come by my way, I say, when He come by my way, praise God, on that Wednesday night, amen, he was in second time in two nights, but that second time when He come by, I said, oh God, I need You. I'm a sinner exceeding. Lord, save me by Your mercy. And boy, He come to where I was and saved me, praise God. Amen. If He hadn't, I'd have been out there. No tell what, I was as bad as the rest. Amen. And worse than most. Amen. That's where I was. But He said, be pitiful. He said, have sympathy. He said, be courteous. He said, show some kindness. Now, I want to say this in the introductory here, that what Peter's are talking about, he's talking about living a life for the Lord. He's talking about, he starts from over here in chapter 1. And he's talking about, goes through, talking about some Christian suffering and things that we go through in this life. But he talks about the conduct that we have in our lives as a born-again child of God, as a believer, praise God. He said, when things get rough, when they get tough, the tough gets going. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing it is. Amen. So he said, we got to find some kindness in our heart. He said, not rendering evil for evil. Amen. Not doing those things that's injurious, that hurt somebody. Amen. Amen. Brother Bill, you say all the time, I don't want to hurt nobody that Jesus died for. But right, who did He die for? He died for everybody. Amen. Whosoever, praise God. But he said, and render not evil for evil, nor rallying for rallying. He said, we're not supposed to be slanderous. Amen. Praise God. If you're going to talk about somebody, or talk about them to Jesus. Amen. You talk about me all you want to. Just tell Jesus on me. Amen. Hey, listen. He's the only one to help me anyway. Ain't nobody in this world's got what He's got. There's no help, amen, outside the Lord. He's got the help that I need. He's got the help you need. Amen. Praise God. He said, but contrarywise, blessing. Amen. Knowing that ye are there unto call, that ye may inherit a blessing. He said, what we're supposed to do is come here and try to love one another, encourage one another, try to help each other, praise God, until we get through with this life and get into the oven. Amen. There's another coming in a little while, praise God, and that's going to be a glorious life. Amen. Glory to God. He said, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. James said, a tongue's an unruly evil. Who can tame it? And we can say things in 1 second that'll hurt somebody from now on. Amen? You can say things in 1 second that'll hurt some person, hurt somebody, hurt someone that you love the rest of their days. Amen? It's like that rock that's thrown. If I get a rock and throw it through it, once it leaves my hand, it's gone. I can't take it back. That words is just like that. When they're thrown, when they leave our mouth, you can't take them back. But boy, I tell you what we can do is repent of what we've done, repent of what we said, ask forgiveness, amen. Turn from our wicked ways to godly way and go on for His glory. Amen. He makes the difference. Praise God. But He said, let him refrain from his tongue from evil. And his lips, as they speak no guile. You know, that guile is deceitful things. Amen. That guile is lie, telling lies. Amen. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I ain't going to do that anyway. We're all a bunch of liars. Amen. You done lied when you said that to yourself. Preacher, I'd never do that. I'd never do anything deceitful. I'd never tell a lie. Amen. Listen, you will. If you live long enough, praise God, you'll tell what? You'll tell probably several. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I wouldn't say that. We're a bunch of Christians. We don't go around telling lies. Amen. Yeah, but you know what we do? We stretch the truth. Amen. We like to say, well, you know what, preacher? I didn't tell no. I just stretched the tooth a little bit. Stretched the tooth. Stretched the truth a little bit. Because you know, I didn't want to tell them the truth. I didn't want to hurt their feelings. Amen. But we'll tell just a little lie. Amen. But he said, listen, there should be no lies in us. Praise God, we ought to tell the truth. Amen. I was talking to a lady the other day, and I knew her pretty well, knew her a long time, good friend. She was talking to her children. She said, you know what? She said, the thing I like about this preacher, he said, he's a friend of mine. I can talk to him, and he'll tell me the truth. I said, I love you. I love your family, amen, and I'm going to tell you the truth. Hey, man, her children had puffed up at me once. They got mad at me one time because mom had asked a question. I told her the truth. There's one or two of them there, and they didn't like it. Amen. They said, well, you hurt my... they told us, well, we don't like that preacher. He was talking down to you. He was trying to hurt your feelings. She called me, told me about it. Amen. I said, well, you know better. She said, yeah, I know better than that. She said, I told them. I said, that preacher isn't trying to hurt me. I said, that preacher was telling me the truth. That preacher's trying to help me. And you got to hear it too. So he is trying to help you. Said everything he said was the truth. He said, hey, I might not have wanted to hear it, but praise God, it was the truth. Hey, listen, there's a whole world out there. Hey, they may not want to hear it, but praise God, the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ is the truth. And the truth will make you free. Amen. When everything else is binding you down, holding you down, praise God, the truth will make you free. Amen. He said, let's speak no guile. He said, let him eschew evil. That means to avoid it. Amen. To avoid evil things. If we ain't careful, we get to looking around trying to find the evil things. Amen. God help us. He said, but let him eschew evil and do good. And let him seek peace and ensue it. Now that word ensue means to pursue. To go after peace. To hunt for peace. To hunt for a peaceable solution. To hunt for a peaceable way. To hunt for the peaceable direction. Amen. Now Peter's a talking to born again. He's talking to children of God. And he's telling us the manner of living, our conversation, the way we ought to live our lives. Praise God. He said, let me just lay it out for you so there'll be no doubts. Amen. Praise God. I like God's Word, don't you? He don't leave no gray areas. He gives us a place. He gives us a direction. And He helps us to walk in if we'll let Him. Amen. We've got to come to a point that we sell out the self. Remember what I told you Sunday night? When we sin, we do things. God brings it to our attention. It's time that a child of God just start agreeing with God. Amen. When this precious holy book calls something sin, amen, hey, it may hurt your feelings. It may get you where you're at because you've been going the wrong direction. But what we've got to do is just start agreeing with God. Amen. Mortify the deeds of flesh. Agree with God. Say, Lord, you're right. I'm a sinner. What I was doing, what I'm doing is wrong. Amen. Forgive me of that and help me to do what's right. Amen. Never wrong to do right. Time to do right now. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus is coming. I wish Brother Larry was here. Jesus is coming. Praise God. We need to be ready to go. Amen. He's coming to get us. He's going to take us home. Listen, children. He's coming to take us home. We need to be ready for the homecoming. Amen. I don't want Him to have to spend a day of cleaning me up, praise God, so He can present me without spot or blemish. I want to be found right in the eyes of God when He comes. You say, preacher, how can you do that? Through faith. Amen. Trusting in the Lord. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't know about it. Listen to verse 12 here. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. Jesus is way up here. He's watching you. Amen. You ever think about that? God's in heaven. And He's a looking down. He's a watching you. Amen. Luke, He's watching you. Every day. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, He's in heaven and He's watching you. He said the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. Amen. He's a looking over. He sees us. Praise God. You say, boy, I don't like that. Praise God. I'm glad he does, because he sees me and he knows my need. He knows where I'm at, praise God. And he knows from that how to help you and me. Amen. Glory to be God. Hey, no matter where we're at, what we're doing, God's watching over us and he sees us. Amen. You ever got that in the middle of the night or all by yourself, and all of a sudden you had a real bad spell, got real sick or something happened to you? Amen. God got cut bad or something. There wasn't over there. Nobody there. But I'm glad there was a God of heaven. He was there. He was still watching over you. Praise God. And he helped in the situation. Amen. Glad we have that hope tonight in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. And his ears are open unto their prayers. Amen. I'm glad God's a listening, ain't you? Amen. I'm glad I serve a God. Now, we serve a God tonight, young, as I hear what we've got to say. He's listening for you and I. Amen. I wonder if we talk to him like we ought to. Amen. Yeah, during the day, just to get going down the road, driving or whatever, and just get to talking to the Lord. Amen. I get talking to him sometimes, and I'll be going to hospital or something, and praise God. Next thing I know, I'm pulling in the parking lot. I can't even tell you how I got to Asheville. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, I might have run 10 people out of the road. I don't know, because I don't even know. I don't remember any exits. I don't remember any intersections. All I remember, I got to the end of the road and I got to thinking and talking to the Lord. Praise God. Next thing you know, I'm pulling into a parking lot at Mission or somewhere else, and I don't remember how I got there. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that ain't very safe. Praise God, it is when you're in the hands of a God. That's an almighty God. Amen. Praise God. He pulled in there beside you. That's why that old saying was messed up years ago, that they said, God is my co-pilot. That's what happened to America. Man, we put him over in the pasture seat when we ought to have been letting him drive. Amen. God's your co-pilot. You ought to jump out and run around the car and get on the other side. Let him scoot over and drive. It'll make all the difference. Now, his face, praise God, his ears are open to our prayer, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Amen. That's that scowl. Remember what I talked about? We was telling the little kids, amen, about what sin was. It's what we think and what we say and what we do. Amen. Those things there that we think, we say, and we do that breaks God's laws and makes Him sad. Amen. These things in our life, we pray, I don't want to do anything that'll make my Lord sad. I want Him to be glad all the time, praise God. I want to be able to look down at me any time of my life, any hour, any minute of the day, and say, glory to God, that one's mine. Amen. Praise God. If we could be in our hearts, amen, I'm talking about a reason for hope. We ought to have it in our heart, praise God. We ought to have the hope in our heart that the Lord is ours, praise the God of glory, and we won't be found pleasing to Him. Amen. There'll be none of these things in us that'll defile. Amen. He goes on, he says, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Amen. He said, who can harm you if you're doing right? Who can harm you if you're walking in a righteous walk with God? If you're right with God, God said He'd take care of you. Amen. Said He'd be there for you. He'd go all the way with you. Bless His holy name. He said, but if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, if you're walking with God, ain't going to be no harm come to you. He said, God's going to watch over you. He's going to keep you. He's going to protect you. You're a preacher. What about when we get sick? What about when we get hurt? That's what happens in this world. Amen. We live in a sin-cursed world. People get sick. People get hurt. People are hurting. But praise God, God said, I'm going to watch over you, praise the Lord, till I get to snatch you out of there and take you home. Amen. I'm looking for that homecoming time. Amen. Praise God. A reason for hope. We have a reason for hope tonight. All these things add up to the hope that's in us. Amen. It gives us that help we need. Amen. According to the way and a manner that we live. Now, Peter had told him over here in the first part of chapter 3, he was talking to the ladies, and he was talking to the wives. And he says in verse 1, he said, likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husband, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by conversation of the wives. Amen. He said, hey, listen, so if you've got an unbelieving husband, Amen. He said, what you got to do is just have a conversation or a manner of living. Said, you won't have to harp at him. You won't have to continually be on his back. Your manner of living, praise God, will bring him to the Lord. Amen. The manner of living, her conversation. Amen. And then her conversation, he said, while they behold your chaste conversation, coupled with fear. Fear of who? The Lord. Doing right. Amen. Bringing honor and glory. He said, then you'll dress right. You'll act right. You'll look right. Amen. As he tells her here in verse 3 and verse 4, he said, it's the adorning of the heart. He said, that hidden part of you, praise God, is what you need to be expressing. Amen. I'm afraid sometimes, hello church, I'm afraid sometimes that that inward part is expressed in a negative way. Amen. From the abundance of the heart, the Bible says the mouth speaks. And it says it's from the abundance of the heart that the tears flow. Amen. Praise God. So we need to have that conversation that's right with God. Not only does he speak here in this to the wives, but he speaks to the husband. He says, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, or an understanding way, an encouraging way. So why? Because he said, giving honor unto the wife as to the weaker vessel. Amen. The wife is that weaker vessel. The Bible teaches us that the wife should be protected by the husband. Amen. Protected and cherished and according to knowledge and understanding way. And as being heirs together of the grace of God, you and her, of life. The grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Amen. So he said there's got to be a communication. There's got to be something. I'm talking about the reason for the hope that is in you is because God Almighty has put things together. And he said what God has put together, let no man put asunder. We've got to pull things together. We've got to hold together. And the only way we can do it is Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. He makes the difference. Amen. Praise God. So he said, so what we have here is a manner of our living and how it's presented to those around us. Amen. What we can see is God's people. And he says in verse 15, now here's our text. And I'm just going to go through this. I won't look at this verse right here, a couple of verses, and we'll go to the house. Now I'm talking about a reason for hope. The Bible says in verse 15, he said, but sanctify. Now Peter says, all this having been said, all this direction that we give you to cause this thing, the continuation, to stay together and keep praising the Lord. Amen. And walking and talking and living right. He said you can do by this. Verse 15 said, but sanctify the Lord in your hearts. Now notice what takes place here. Peter says you got to have some sanctification. Now sanctification means that you're making of a place. Amen. What kind of place could we have for the Lord? Amen. David says, I'm gonna build you a house. Nathan said, yeah, David, that's what you need to do. Build it. We preached on this Sunday, I believe. He said, hey, I'm gonna build you a house. And they said, yeah, so that'd be a good idea. But God come back, told Nathan, said, no, so that ain't a good idea. He's not gonna build me a house. He said, but I'm gonna establish his kingdom forever. Amen. Praise God. He didn't get what he wanted, but he got better. Amen. Sometimes we don't get what we want. We got what? But he said, but sanctify the Lord God. Amen. Where do we sanctify? We make place. We make room for him in our hearts. Amen. We invite the Lord to come in. Amen. Amen. We invite him to come in. We give him a place. Now, in order for him to feel comfortable in that place, it has to be a clean place. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't want to live in a nasty place. I don't want to live in a dirty and defiled place. Amen. So he said, sanctify. He said, clean up, make the Lord a place in your hearts. Amen. Now he didn't say make a place, brother. He didn't say make a place in Pastor Jeff's heart. He didn't even say make a place in Susie's heart. He said make a place in your heart. Amen. For the Lord. Make a place where he's welcome, where his encouragement comes out. Amen. Where the influence of God is prevalent in your life, praise God. And you get to can't help it. You just start doing good because it feels good. that inside you, praise God, gets to stirring up, and it's just the will of God and the righteousness of God that's in you, and all of a sudden you just get to can't help it. And then we begin to see these things. We begin to see the one-mindedness and compassion and the love and the sympathy and the kindness starts oozing out of us. You know, it's funny to me, sometimes we can be really kind to people that we meet out on the street, but we'll be real hateful to those that lives in the house with us. Amen? We can be real kind to everybody else, but when it comes to the people that we live with, sometimes those are the hardest people to deal with. Amen? And we want to be mean and hateful and cantankerous with them. Amen? You go to work and you have a hard day, rough day. Amen? You come in, you kick the dog. You know one thing about a dog, they'll forgive you in a few minutes. He'll come up and, amen, jump up in the seat with you and lay down there and put his head on your lap. People ain't so forgiving. Amen? But why do we want to hurt those that we love? Because there's something that's going on in the heart. Amen? But he said to sanctify the Lord in your hearts. Amen? In your heart. In my heart. We have to make Him a place. And every day we got to look at that. We got to clean up that place. And say, Lord, is it a place where You feel comfortable? Is it a place where the Holy Ghost of God moves in, takes His boat, kicks off His shoes and sets up housekeeping? Amen? Sanctify the Lord God in your heart. And then he goes on and says, be ready. Amen. Now this is the part that we struggle with. The being ready part. Amen. Be ready for whatever comes your way. Hello. I don't know about you. You get up of a morning and your feet hit the floor and there's no telling what you're going to run into before the day's over. Amen. We don't know. We don't have a clue. But he said, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready. Anticipating, amen, no matter what comes your way. Now listen, amen, I had to do this. I'm an expert on this. Amen. I've been there and done this. I used to blow up all the time. I used to have fits. I used to be stupid. And I begged God and I said, Lord, I ain't doing this more. Please. And I begged and I begged and I pleaded till God Almighty put an alarm beacon in my soul. I don't even get mad at traffic no more. Amen. Asa, was you with me when that guy blowed the horn to see? I think I was coming from the hospital this evening. And there's a car in front of me. And I was in the middle and there was a big old truck behind us. I took Jess. And I got down there at the end of the road and I stopped and that car was waiting on cars to come. I mean, they could have went a time or two if they had, you know, really got on it. But they didn't. So there's a big old dump truck behind us. And he goes to bop, bop, bop on the horn. Years ago, that would have tore me out of frame. I'd have rolled down the window. Yeah. Oh, God, I called him. I'd have rolled down the window. I'd have had a word or two to holler at him. Amen. Say, you're crazy. But no, I just sat there. Jess said, what's he doing? He said, we can't go nowhere. Now, this comfort girl don't even have her license. She know that. But he wanted to go. So he blows her and he blew, man, man, again. I told Jess, I just looked over and grinned at her. I said, I ought to just kick it neutral and sit here a minute. Amen. But I didn't get mad. I didn't blow up. I didn't have a fit. It wouldn't have helped a thing if I would have. But praise God, I'm glad that they something took me. Hey, praise God, I'm ready no matter what comes my way. That glory be to God. I'm a child of the King. Amen. And if I'd had time, I'd got out and went back there and told him, said, you know what? Jesus loves you and I do too. Very bad. Amen. There's something changed in my life, and it was Jesus Christ, my Savior, moved in. The Holy Ghost of God took control of the situation. Amen. That's why he said you got to be ready always. We never know what kind of situations come in our way. Life changes in a moment. Amen. Life changes in a moment, in a thought, in the twinkling of an eye, we can go from here to yonder. But He says to be ready always. Amen. Be ready always. In every circumstance, every situation, be ready. Amen. That's having that love of God, have the Lord Jesus Christ, have the Holy Ghost of God living large in your life, praise God, so that He can come out at any second. Because if the Holy Ghost don't come out, that other person might. Amen. Brother Robert, ain't that right? At that, amen. Any minute, you can be happy-go-lucky, having you a time, and the next thing you know, the old devil will rise up his ugly head, and you'll go and, praise God, you'll go in the wrong direction, and then you got to stop, and then you got to go back and say, oh my goodness, what did I do? Amen. People sit looking at you like you've lost your mind. But He said, be ready always. Amen. Always. He said, ready always to what? To give an answer. To give an answer. Now that word answer in the Greek is apologio. It's where we get the word apology from, our English word apology. But now it doesn't mean the same thing back then as it means now. Amen. Now we think of the word apology to mean to say I'm sorry or to ask forgiveness, to ask for a pardon. But that's not what this word meant then. This word meant then, it was a defensive word. Amen. Be ready always to give an answer, to have a defense, amen, to put up a defense for, praise God, being a child of God. I say, hey, listen, the reason I've got what I've got, the reason for the hope that's in me is because the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior, praise God. It's the Lord in my heart that makes the difference. It's not me or anything I could have done. But it's the Lord in my heart. Used to, I was this way. Used to, I done these things. And I won't even want to tell you about them. They're so wicked. But now I'm doing this and I'm going this way. Something in me, praise God, is taking me a different direction. Have to ask ourselves, praise God, a reason of the hope that is in you. Asking, ready always to give an answer. The reason of the hope that is in you, praise God. An answer, a defense for who we are. Why we do what we do. He said that every man, to every man that asketh you, not just one here and one there, not just down at the church house, but at your house and my house and the workplace and the grocery store and praise God, down at the gas pumps, and be ready to give, praise God, an answer for the hope that we have. The influence, praise God, the goodness, God, a reason for the hope. Bless His holy name. Amen. To every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that's in you. A reason of hope. Amen. But man belongs, amen, in Christ. Man belongs to Christ. Amen. We are in Him. Amen. That's the difference. That's what makes a difference. The reason we hope, praise God, is because every man, that we belong to Christ, and God has put us, you and me, in Him. Amen. That's why He said that He is our example. We should be living Christ-like. Hello. Oh me. Amen. It's a continuous thing. It's not something we do today or tomorrow, next week or next month. It's something we've got to learn to do every day. We've got to learn to stop and think. Is what I'm going to say, is what I'm going to do, is it going to be pleasing to God? Amen. The things I think, the things I say, the things I do that break God's rules and make Him sad. We've got to learn to stop. We've got to learn to slow down. We've got to learn to hit the pause button. Amen. Hello. Amen. Brother Bill, amen. We can do it. We've got to learn to hit the pause button and say, Lord, hold on. Stop me just a second. Let me think about this. Amen. Let me take those bars of ivory and keep them locked, keep it locked up till I make sure I'm going to say the same things. Amen. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that's good for the use of edifying that may minister grace unto the hearers. He said, because of that, we are sealed today by the Holy Spirit until day of redemption. He said, don't grieve the Holy Ghost by doing things that's not pleasing to God because we belong to Him. Amen. And when a man belongs to Christ and a man belongs to the church, Amen. Man was a God. We belong to the church, and God puts a person, a child, a born-again believer in His church. Amen. We become members. Amen. One with another. In other words, we're part of a great big team. Amen. It's a team effort. Amen. It's a team effort. We can't do it by ourselves. That's why we have to encourage each other. That's why He said, be ready always at my house and your house and the church house and everywhere we're at. Be ready, amen, always to give an answer. Amen. Praise God. A defense. Praise God. Say, I'm doing what I do because I love the Lord and He loves me. Amen. Why? Because the church is triumphant overall. Amen. I want to say, church, tonight, we are winners. He's not a loser in here. Amen? Every one of us are winners tonight in the Lord. We've already triumphed. I mean, we've already accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And God Almighty, this is God's church. And He begins to draw us together. He begins to get together us together. Praise God. And He's gathering us unto His throne. One day together, He's going to gather us all up and draw us unto Himself. Where He's at. Amen. A reason for the hope. That's a reason I have hope. Is one day God's going to get me out of this mess. Get me in a better place. Praise God, where I can bring glory to His name. Amen. God's church is joined together. Amen. It's joined together by the Spirit. It's joined together by baptism. Amen. By setting aside our heart, sanctifying ourselves to the Lord. Praise God. And say, you know what? I can't, but He can. I learned a long time ago. I tried to do this by myself for a long time. Amen? Anybody else try that? For a long time. And I realized I wasn't nothing but a failure. I come up short every day. And some one day I come to my senses. I was kind of like that prodigal. I realized I can't do this no more. So I throw down my pail, jumped the trail, praise God, and I headed back down the road. And I realized, praise God, if I could get back to the Father. That the Father knew exactly where I was at, praise God, and He had helped me. Praise God, I ain't been the same since. Amen. Why? Because I'm part of God's church. Praise God. I've been brought in by Spirit and baptism and sanctified, praise God, through the Lord. Amen. It don't mean it's easy. Here and now, in the day and hour that we live in, God's church. Amen. It's the visible church. Amen. The church is visible. We see it. God sees it. But it's also supposed to be a church militant. It's supposed to be a church, praise God, that's standing upon the truth, that's anchored in, praise God, ready to fight for what's right. But the thing is, we're supposed to fight the devil, not each other. Amen? We're supposed to fight the devil. Fight that's wrong, praise God, and uplift, encourage that's right for God's glory. Because we see it happening. Amen. And we can do that, the Bible said, because we have Christ in our hearts. Amen. He's moved in. He's taken up His abode. We become a member of church, and the church is a church triumphant. Praise God. Listen, young, the Bible tells us if we're in Christ and Christ in us, we've already won. We're already winning. We ought to just go ahead and take a victory lap, praise God, and say, God, glory be to God. I'm glad I'm a child of the King. Amen. We've got somebody that's taking us somewhere. Amen. Little at a time, but we got to have the Lord's help. We got to have a reason for a hope. Have to be able to pass out that reason for hope. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm talking about a public announcement of faith. Amen. A public announcement of faith. Do you announce your faith in public? Amen. We ought to. Go everywhere we go, praise God. Announce our faith. You know what that does? Let me tell you what it does. When you announce your faith publicly, It changes the way we live out there. Amen. Hey, listen, I don't want people to think of me as a hypocrite. If I'm going to tell them I love the Lord Jesus Christ, I have Christ in my heart. Praise God. I want to live it. I want them to see it. The reason of the hope is in me, praise God, because it's in me. Amen. Everywhere I go, there He is. Amen. Praise God. He's there to encourage me. He's there to lift me up. He's there to show me when I'm wrong. Praise God. Thank God for that. Amen. Why can we get it? Why? Because being a born-again believer, amen, That's what the church, that's what we do. We bring in members of the church, born again believers. They become partakers with us. Amen. It's the reason, the hope that's in us. That's why they want to come in. That's why they want to be part of something that's bigger than they are. Amen. The reason of the hope that's in us. Praise God. It's that taking what we have, what God gives us. I was thinking of this today as I was out this morning early. I was out in the study. I got to thinking about this. Hey, you know, Peter, what he's doing here, the Bible says in Hosea chapter 10, he said they begin to break up the fallow ground. Amen. What Peter's doing here, he said we're breaking up the fallow ground. He said that ground that hadn't been used for a while, that ground had been grown up and overgrown and again, hey, just been sitting there. But he said, hey, it's time to break up the fallow ground. Peter's talking about here. He said, read. And for your hope is to break up that fallow ground. Amen. Get to, praise God, the soil turned over to get that stuff where it's working, where it's plantable. Amen. Let me read that to you. Hosea chapter 10 and verse 12. Bible says, sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. Till he come and rains right. Well, glory. Why? Till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Amen. It's time to break up that fallow ground, praise God. Hey, it's time to get down to the ground that we haven't been worked on before, which is me and you, praise God, in the life that we live. Time to plow it up, dig it up, praise God, for the glory of God, and plant it afresh and plant it new. Amen. A reason for hope. It's because we can dig it up with the help of the Word of God. We can dig it deep. We can plow it deep. Amen. We can sow it, praise God, that we can reap the righteousness of a holy God. Amen. God makes provision for me and you. Peter says, hey, listen, it's time to go get back to basics. Time to realize where we are as individuals. It's time to plow up that fallow ground, to bust it up, to dig it up. Amen. Time to get those hair out and cut up those lumps. Amen. Bust those clay clods up. Get it ready to plant. Get it placed where the seed can grow. Amen. Praise God. That's what we need. And then we have the reason for the hope that's in you. You have the hope in you tonight. A reason. Are you ready always? Amen. You say, well, preacher, on occasions I'm ready. Sometimes I feel like a witness. Amen. Sometimes I feel like I could say something about Jesus. Amen. Praise God. He said it's time to plow, time to sow, amen, that we can reap the goodness of God. Praise God. Amen. That we can have a public announcement. We say, Lord, I'm glad I'm yours and you're mine. Amen. What we can tell folks, praise God, along this way. He says in verse, Peter goes on, I'm done. He said, verse 21. He says, in like figure unto the even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good, now watch this, the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, the answer of a good conscience. I ask you tonight, how's your conscience? Is your conscience clear? Hey, somebody told me today, said, I just can't hardly sleep at all. I said, your conscience is bothering you. Amen. You get a clear conscience, you can sleep at night. Amen. Amen. I pillow my head and my wife, amen, she must have the best conscience in the world. Because she can lay down and she her head and bit the pillow. I say, Teresa, and she amen. Her conscience must be good and clear. But he said, amen, it's an answer. The answer is a clear conscience before the Lord. See, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm talking a reason for our hope is that we've got a righteous walk with God. Amen. But because of that resurrection, because of putting away of the filth of the flesh, he said, the answer of a good conscience, not to the world, but a good conscience toward God. Amen. I'm glad I know Him, the free pardon of sin. I'm glad I can go to Him. I'm glad He helped me. I'm glad all I have to do is ask Him. Amen. Praise God that I might receive from God what He's got for me. Amen. I'm talking about a reason of hope. Amen. Can you give people a reason for the hope that's in you? Amen. Does the hope make a difference in your life? Do you have hope? Amen. Do you have hope? Amen. That's faith with expectation.